Proverbs 3, 31 and 32 says, "Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous." Envy thou not the oppressor. You know, oppression almost always comes with power and wealth. Most of us have daydreamed about being rich and what we'd do with the money. And even though I don't play the lottery, especially when I was younger, you know, I'd sit around and talk about what I'd do if I won the lottery. The old saying is you have to play to win. But it's a fact, though, that whether someone's wealthy from a windfall or from inheritance or from even hard work and they make a lot of money, they turn around and use that money for power and to one way or another oppress other people. That's just the way. All you have to do is read history. And recent examples include the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the British royal family, George Soros, and people like Bill Gates. As soon as they get ultra wealthy, they want to start what they wouldn't call it oppression. They would just say doing good. But they really, if you look at what they do, it comes down to oppressing others, trying to force others to do what they want to do. So you start with, first of all, the question, what kind of person wants that kind of power over people? There's something about that kind of a person to begin with, that or a person developing that kind of a desire. And then those of us who don't have that power, for us to envy or covet that says something about us. I know most people would say, well, if I had that money and power, I'd use it for good. Well, you shouldn't really want to have that kind of money and power in the first place. We should be content with such things we have, the Bible says. And especially power to influence people. We want God and His Spirit to influence people. So it's a fleshly mind, a fleshly means to want to get wealth and power to influence people. And that's why it says, and choose none of His ways. Proverbs 4:19 says, "The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." You know, if as Christians, we have all the power and influence we need. We go around preaching the gospel, teaching the word of God. But once these guys get this power and wealth, you never hear them stories of them going around preaching the Bible or being a Bible believer and a member of a King James Bible believing church that's preaching the gospel. It just doesn't happen. These very same oppressors on the other side of that coin also happen to be the ones who are behind the Bible versions that are corrupt. The heretical doctrines and teachers are supported by wealthy people. And the ecumenical movement is backed by million and mostly billionaires. And that's why it's connected with verse 32, "For the froward is abomination to the Lord." And we'll have more to say about this froward thing. But let's just say that they like to run their mouths, pushing their opinions and convictions on everybody. Like Bill Gates and this whole thing with the COVID vaccine that's experimental gene therapy. It's fine if you want to get that shot, but he's trying to make everybody have to get that shot. But the alternative to this power is to be his righteous friends, as it ends in verse 32. But his secret, the Lord's secret, is with the righteous. Do you want to be like Bill Gates, or do you want to be liked by the Lord? John Wesley says they are God's friends, to whom he imparts the favors and comforts to which other men are strangers. And Jesus says, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." I'd rather be liked by the Lord than like Bill Gates.